President Bush's trip to China today, his first overseas trip since September 11th, is for a summit of Pacific Rim states to be held in the city of Shanghai. A previously scheduled state visit to Beijing has been canceled. Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing that the Chinese government hopes the summit will focus on economic matters, not terrorism.
Participants at the meeting of the Asian Pacific Economic Cooperation Organization, known as APEC, have already reached a consensus on a statement condemning and calling for broader cooperation against terrorism. But it remains to be seen whether the statement will endorse ongoing U.S. military strikes in Afghanistan. While China has called for restraint, predominantly Muslim APEC member states, such as Indonesia and Malaysia, have called for a halt to the strikes. At a routine press briefing today, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Sun Yuxi announced that China had pledged material assistance to Afghan refugees in Pakistan and would work towards a future coalition government in Afghanistan. China, Sun said, is willing to participate in the rebuilding of Afghanistan after peace there has been restored. As a neighbor of Afghanistan, China has always been concerned about the situation and has been in contact with the various factions there, he said. With China's economy increasingly dependent on foreign trade, Chinese officials are eager to counter the effects of the terrorist attacks on the international economy. They say they must work through APEC to boost confidence and stability in global trade and financial markets. They will also be pushing for a new round of negotiations of the World Trade Organization, which China is slated to join in the coming months. China also hopes that the first meeting between President Bush and his Chinese counterpart Jiang Zemin on the sidelines of APEC will boost confidence between the two governments. Shanghai is in a virtual security lockdown for the summit, and in a new sign of Chinese concerns about bioterrorism, spokesman Sun said that Chinese authorities were investigating a suspicious substance mailed to an American company in China. For NPR News, I'm Anthony Kuhn in Beijing.